वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 24 द सबटेरेनियन हेवनली प्लैनेट्स टेक्स्ट 31। Because this is prose, so I will just go word by word. Tata adhasat beneath that planet Rasatala. Patale, on the planet known as Patala. Nagaloka Pataya, the masters of the Nagalokas. Vasuki, by Vasuki. Pramukha had it. Shankha, Shankha. Kulika, Kulika. Mahashankha, Mahashankha. Shweta, Shweta. Dhananjaya, Dhananjaya. Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra. Shankachuda, Shankachuda. Kambala, Kambala. Ashvatara, Ashvatara. Devadatta, Devadatta. Adya, and so on. Mahabhogina, very addicted to material happiness. Mahamrasha, greatly envious by nature. Nivasanti, live. Yesham, of all of them. Uha, certainly. Vai, indeed. Pancha, 5. Sapta, 7. Dasha, 10. Shata, 100. Sahasra, 1000. Sheshanam, of those possessing hoods. Fanasu, on those hoods. Viranchita, fixed. Mahamanaya, very valuable gems. Rachishvana, full of effulgence. Patala Vivara, the caves of the Patala planetary system. Timura Nikritam, the mass of darkness. Swaruchisha, by the effulgence of their hoods. Vidhamanti, disperse. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Arvind Bhakti Vedant, Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. So I will read the translation from 27 through 31, and that will conclude the whole chapter 5, Canto 5, chapter 24. Text 27 translation. Shukdeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, how shall I glorify the character of Bali Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of the three worlds, who is most compassionate to his own devotee, stands with club in hand at Bali Maharaj's door. When Ravana, the powerful demon, came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamandev kicked him a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. I shall explain the character and activities of Bali Maharaj later in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 28. Beneath the planet known as Sutala is another planet called Talatala, which is ruled by the Danav named Maya. Maya is known as Acharya, master of all the Mayavis, who can invoke the powers of sorcery for the benefit of the three worlds. Lord Shiva, who is known as Tripurari, once set fire to the three kingdoms of Maya. But later, being pleased with him, he returned his kingdom. Since that time, Mayadhanav has been protected by Lord Shiva, and therefore he falsely thinks that he need not fear the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 29. The planetary system below Talatala is known as Mahatala. It is the abode of many hooded snakes, descendants of Kadru, who are always very angry. The great snakes who are prominent are Kuhaka, Takshaka, Kaliya, Susena. These snakes in Mahatala are always disturbed by the fear of Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu. But although they are full of anxiety, some of them nevertheless sport with their wives, children, friends and relatives. Text number 30. Beneath Mahatala is a planetary system known as Rasatala, which is the abode of the demoniac sons of Diti and Danu. They are called Panis, Nivat Kavachas, Kalias and Hiranyapura Vashish, those living in Hiranyapura. They are all enemies of the demigods and they reside in holes like snakes. From birth, they are extremely powerful and cruel. And although they are proud of their strength, they are always defeated by the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rules all the planetary systems. When a female messenger from Indra named Sarama chants a particular curse, the serpentine demons of Mahatala become very afraid of Indra. Text 31. Beneath Rasatala is another planetary system known as Patala or Nagaloka, where there are many demoniac serpents, the masters of Nagaloka, such as Shankha, Kulika, Mahashankha, Shweta, Dhananjaya, Dhritarashtra, Shankachuda, Kambala, Ashvatara and Devadatta. The chief among them is Vasuki. They are all extremely angry and they have many hoods. Some snakes have 5 hoods, some 7, some 10, others 100 and others 1,000. These hoods are bedecked with valuable gems, and the light emanating from the gems illuminate the entire planetary system of Bila Swarga. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Subterranean Heavenly Planets. Om Ajnana Timurandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So we are almost at the end of Canto 5, and if we look at the whole progression of Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam began with 6 questions by the sages. That's the very first chapter of Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1. Sages about 80,000 plus or 88,000 plus sages, they got together in Naimisharanya, which is near Lucknow, and they asked, or they were headed by Shonaka Rishi, and they asked 6 questions in this Canto 1, Chapter 1 regarding the incarnations of the Lord, why Lord Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki and so on. And those 6 questions were answered by Suta Goswami in Naimisharanya to the Shonakadi Rishi, and they were all, and this Suta Goswami, he was present when Shukdev Goswami was answering the questions of Parikshit Maharaj near the bank of the Ganges. So the thing is, sages, they ask these questions in the chapter 1 of Canto 1, and then Divinity and Divine Service, which is Canto 1, chapter 2, next chapter, which describes a lot about who is the divine, how we serve, famous verses there. And chapter 3, Scheduled Incarnations of the Lord, description of all the incarnations of the Lord, especially about 23 plus incarnations mentioned there. And the main Paribhasha Sutra of the Bhagavatam, the whole Bhagavatam is centered around at one particular verse. Canto 1, chapter 3, I guess text 22 or 24, I forgot. Ete shamsa kala pumsa krishna astu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mradyanti yuge yuge. Like the river, like the sea as waves, Krishna, you have many many incarnations, but you are tu bhagavan swayam, you are the original one personality of Godhead, and so all these incarnations. So after chapter 3, so why this whole Bhagavatam came into this thing, how this whole scene got set up, we have to look at a little bit backward. What happened? Because the Bhagavatam is the narration of the pastimes of the Lord and the devotees, pastimes of the Lord. This whole Bhagavatam is like that. There are 10 main subjects of Bhagavatam. 6 questions by the sages in the very first chapter. But then the 10 main topics of the Bhagavatam are Atr sargo visargascha isthanam poshanam utaya manmantar manmantarya tere ishanugatha nirodha mukti ashraya. Atr sargo. Sargo is the creation, which is primary creation, which is given by Krishna. Visargo, secondary creation, which is done by Brahma. Because Krishna gave the ingredient to the engineer and architect of this Brahmanda, and then he began. He manifested all things. Atra sargo visargasya sthanam poshanam utaya, how these planetary systems are located. Poshanam, the maintenance. Utaya is a creative impetus. And then manvantare shanukata. Manvantare. What is manvantara? Manu. There are, like in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, sahasra yuga paryantam arhad yad brahmano vidu. Sahasra yuga paryantam arhad yad brahmano vidu. Brahmano, Brahmadev. He is one day, arhad. One day is sahasra yuga. 1,000 yugas in one day of Brahma. Sahasra yuga paryantam. And these sahasra yuga, divya yugas. Cycle of 4 yugas. So 1,000 cycles of the yugas in one day. And interestingly, 14 manus, they appear in one day of Brahma. So if you divide 1,000 by 14, it comes around 72 cycles of Divya Yugas in one day of Brahma. So out of 14 manu, one manu is called Swayambhuva Manu. So what happened? What happened in the past? And let's move on a little bit here. Let's go backward. So this is 10 topics. Manvantare Ishanu Katha. So Ishanu Katha, Lord Krishna and his devotees, stories and pastimes. Manvantare Ishanu Katha, Nirodho, how to go back to God. Mukti, to get liberation. And Ashraya, taking shelter of the Samambhanam, Lord Krishna. So these are the 10 topics. And now, if you go back to Canto 1 of Bhagavatam, how it is all organized? Canto 1, chapter 1, questions by the sages. Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service. And the chapter 3, Scheduled Incarnations of Lord Krishna. And the chapter 4, 3 chapters are dedicated to Narada. Appearance of Narada, Narada's interaction with Vyasdeva, because Vyasdeva criticizes Narada. Sorry, Narada Muni criticized Vyasdeva. Because Vyasdeva, he was despondent. Why he was despondent? He wrote the whole Vedic literature. And what happened? He was just depressed. He was not happy. Then when you are not happy, what happens? You immediately think, oh, Guru Maharaj, please come and help me out. Immediately Narad Muni, he appeared. He said, Vyasdev ji, you are unhappy, I can understand. Why is that? Because you have done Jugupsitam. You have done a great offense. You have not yet glorified Lord Krishna, his pastimes, his devotees. What you have done? You have engaged the whole humanity in this karma kanda by the Vedas. Vyasadeva said, I apologize, I did this mistake. Now what do I do? But glorify the Lord. Okay, I will write Bhagavatam. Only Param Nirmat Saranam, Satam. Those who are free from envy, they read Bhagavatam. This is meant for them, not for ordinary people. Because this is Amalam Puranam. No mala, no contamination. Contamination of what? Contamination of you do this, you get this. It's a business. So contamination of business is not in this Bhagavad Purana. So that is how this whole thing is started. So let's go back again. We were on chapter 3, schedule incarnation of Lord. Chapter 4, 5, 6 dedicated to Narada and his interaction with Vyasadeva. And then chapter 7, the most important chapter of Bhagavatam, Canto 1, son of Drona punished. But now here you are talking Narada and everything, and suddenly you are turning towards son of Drona punished. Why you do that? Because Shukadeva Goswami, he wanted to bring everyone to the topic of whom? Parikshit Maharaj. Why? Because Parikshit Maharaj asked $1 trillion question. What is the duty of a mankind, especially who is about to die? That question was asked in the 19th chapter of Canto 1. And the whole Bhagavatam started after then on. So to bring the discussion to the point where this question is asked, Shukadeva Goswami started from the point where how Parikshit was saved. Son of Drona punished and Parikshit Maharaj got saved right there. So why? Because son of Drona, he used Brahmastra to kill Parikshit in the womb of Uttara. Who is Uttara? Abhimanyu's wife. Who is Abhimanyu? Son of Arjuna. Now, when Parikshit got saved, son of Drona punished, then in 8th chapter, Queen Kunti, she is praying, prayers of Queen Kunti. Because Uttara, it's like continuously going on, Uttara is coming running and then Queen Kunti is saying prayers, oh Lord, you are, what is that verse in the prayers? Ishwar, you are situated inside and outside, antar bahiya vasitam. You do not look to everyone, people don't know you, but you are situated inside and outside everywhere. She did all the way. Oh Lord Krishna, you give us. Because when Bhima was given poison, you saved him. When Durvasa came to the forest, you saved us. When Draupadi Chiran was going on, you saved us. When big arrows, big army of Kauravas came, you saved us. And we all the time remembered you. And now, when we got this whole kingdom, we won the whole thing, you are leaving us. We don't want this. We don't want this pleasure. We don't want this kingdom. We don't want this happiness. What do we want? We want the miseries again. Because when we see those miseries,
I got cue that I should not get closer to the microphone. Is it okay now? Can everyone hear? Is it not too loud? Okay. So you want sound to go up or down? Down. Okay. So I will keep my mouth a little bit away from the microphone. Is that okay now? Okay. So, what were those things? Like, Queen Kunti is praying that, oh Lord, give us miseries. Give us those. Because when we see miseries in life, we remember you. And by seeing you, apunar bhava darshanam, by darshaning, by having your audience, by having your darshan, we don't have darshan of punar bhava, taking birth again and again. So this is your potency. Then, after chapter 8, Queen Kunti, she stopped prayers. And then chapter 9, passing of the Bhishma Dev in presence of Lord Krishna. And then chapter 10, Lord Krishna is leaving for Dwarka. and chapter 11, Lord Krishna is being received in Dwarka, and chapter 12, like now, people started leaving. Because Bhishmitama left, then birth of Parikshit, Dhritarashtra quit home, Pandava retires timely, Kali Yuga. Now onset of Kali Yuga, and Kali Yuga is giving benedictions that you can stay at four places, because Parikshit Maharaj, very powerful king, he stopped Kali Yuga killing cows and animals, and he said, okay, I will not in your kingdom, but let me see where, let me know where I can live. Four places where gambling, intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex, you can stay there. That's where the Kali Yuga is. And then finally Parikshit Maharaj, he went to forest, he was tired, he went to the hermitage of king of Rishi Shramika Rishi, and he was tired and thirsty, and the Rishi didn't welcome him very nicely. He was in trance, and what happened? Parikshit Maharaj put a snake by providence in his neck, and then Shrangi, his son, 10 years old, he was playing outside with the boys. Parikshit Maharaj left, he cursed Parikshit Maharaj that in 7 days a snake will come and bite you, will die. When Parikshit Maharaj in the palace heard about this curse, he could counter it, but he said, okay, Krishna's plan, better I just give up. He gave up kingdom and everything, came on the bank of the Ganges, and there Shukdev Goswami came. And now in Kandadu, we began with Lord, like the whole thing started because Parikshit Maharaj asked in the beginning, in the end of the canto 1, what should I do? What a person's duty is? Then Shukdev Goswami, he could have answered big things, but he started with very beginning, like all pervading aspect of the Lord, then Lord in the heart, Paramatma, and then Bhagavan relation, chapter 3 of canto 2. And then on and on, they got into this cosmic manifestation, cosmology, astrology, all of that. And finally in canto 3, so now what I was talking about is Manvantara Shanu Katha. So this Swayambhuva Manu, he was instructed by his father Lord Brahma, my dear son, you began having progeny. Because from Brahma, two people came out, Swayambhuva Manu and Archi, his wife. And though both they came from Brahma, and then Brahma asked them, you populate this planet to help the conditioned soul to get reclaimed back, go back to Godhead. Because this material world is like a department of reclamation. What does it mean? We were with Krishna. Somehow we got separated from Krishna, and now by this process of chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we are trying to get out of this cycle of birth and death. Our plan, our program, our agenda, our slogan is 4-16-4. What does it mean? Rise 4 o'clock in the morning, chant good 16 rounds, and then follow 4 regulative principles. That's it. Full morning program, 4-16-4. That's our slogan. This is our like a morning workouts. Like I was in America long back, and we would rise in the morning, go to the temple nearby, and at the same time, 4 o'clock, we'll see somebody living opposite, in the opposite house. They will also rise 4 o'clock in the morning. And what they do? They take out their two big bikes out, put them on the truck, and big gasoline cans in the truck, and they would go somewhere, drive on some mountain, where they go back and forth, up and down with those bikes for whole day. They rise 4 o'clock. Very austere. But what they're doing? Going up and down on the hills and mountains, just burning fuel, that's it. But we also got 4 o'clock. But what we are doing? Chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees. And our plan is to go back to Godhead. So this is our plan. So in this plan, then Parikshit Maharaj, he went to the bank of the Ganges. Shukdev Goswami came. And then this Swayambhuva Manu, when he was asked by Lord Brahma that you have progeny, he said, yes, I will have progeny. Shri Radha, Shyam Sundar, Laita Vishakha ki jai, Shri Krishna Balram ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So when Brahma has to have progeny and populate this world, but so this Swayambhuva Manu, he said, Brahma, Lord Brahma, my father, I want to, you asked me, you ordered me all these things to put everything in place and have progeny and populate this world and this planet Earth. But look at this Earth. It is submerged in the lower region of the ocean. How can I do, what can I do with this? Brahma said, okay, I know now what's going on. This demon Hiranyaksha, he took the earth and because they were after gold and money and everything, so they churned the, they put the mines in the earth so that the earth lost the balance and fell into the Garbhodak ocean at the bottom. And then, in because of course we are talking about Swayambhuva Manu in third canto, so what happened? Then Lord Brahma said, okay, I understand what's going on. Hiranyaksha, he did that. And then he mentioned the story in third canto of Jaya Vijaya going to the Vaikuntha planet to see the Lord. And what happened? These four Kumaras, they went to see the Lord in Vaikuntha, and on the gate there were Jaya and Vijaya. So now Brahma is narrating a little bit of this story came up, how this Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu took birth. So the pregnancy of Diti in the evening by Kashyapa Muni, he said, no, it's not the best time to have children, but she didn't, you know, follow, and she got Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, two big demons. And then of course earth went down. So this is third canto. Then Swayambhuva Manu had children. What are they? Anyone? Devuti, then Akuti, Prasuti, Uttanpad, and Priyavrata. So these five children. Devuti, Akuti, Prasuti, Uttanpad, Priyavrata. So now, in the second half of the third canto, it's going on like the description and the pastimes of the daughter Devuti. Devuti, she got married to Kardama Muni, and they got son Kapil Muni, who is Kapil Devs, who is the incarnation of the Lord. He gave the Sankhya philosophy. The whole canto 3, second half is dedicated to that, pretty much the living entity in the womb and everything, and bad karma, good karma, laws of nature, everything came up. And now in the fourth canto, little description is giving about Akuti, but then more discussion was focused on DDPP, which is Daksha. So fourth canto is Daksha, because Daksha got married with Swayambhuva Manu's daughter named Prasuti. So Daksha got married with Prasuti, and then he offended Lord Shiva and on, and then finally everything got settled. And then now story comes on to Uttanpad. Uttanpad was king. He had two wives. He had Uttar, I think, and the other wife, he was having Dhruva. So story of Dhruva started, how he got into this thing and how he got went back to Warad. He in 6 months he saw the Lord face to face. And then after Dhruva, Prathu Maharaj, because now we are talking descendants. So Prathu Maharaj, incarnation Lord again, and then story of Puranjana. And now in this fifth canto where we are at. In this fifth canto, what we are reading? Because we covered Devuti, Akuti, Prasuti, Uttanpad. Who is left? Priyavrata. So fifth canto is story started 5.1, canto 5, chapter 1, Priyavrata. So Priyavrata, he said, no, I don't want to become king. So they made Uttanpad king. And now, after Uttanpad and everything, Priyavrata, who was very celibate and everything, he was requested by Brahma, okay, now you get married because we have to run this whole thing. So Priyavrata got married, got into sense gratifying a little bit, and after that Agnidhara came as son, and story of Agnidhara. And then after that, further down, they got to the point, Rishabhdev, in canto 5 of chapter 5. So Rishabhdev is son of, in the line of Maharaj Priyavrata. And of course, he got his all 100 sons together, preached them, my dear sons, this human form of life is not meant for sense gratification, like cats and dogs and hogs. Better you do some tapo divyam putra ka jena satvam. My dear sons, you do some austerity and become self-realized. One of them was topmost. The oldest was Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat Maharaj, when he became little, you know, about 28, 30 years old, he left his wife and beautiful children and beautiful kingdom. He left into the forest. There he got in attachment with a deer. And with the deer, he became deer in the next life. Then Jar Bharat. And then Maharaj Raghuna's story came. And now, we are into this thing here, which we have been reading for last couple of months. The Jambudipa, Surya Siddhanta, Sun Planet, Movement of Planets, all of these things. And now, after discussing the movement of sun, movement of stars, distances, everything, the story came down to, because at some place Parikshit Maharaj asked to Shukdev Goswami about this planetary system. So when the story got over, at some point Maharaj Bharat and Raghuna and everything, story was done, the fourth part, third part of the Canto 5, this Jambudipa. And Jambudipa story, everything, all details went over. Then it came from the movement of sun planets and now subterranean heavenly planets. So we are reading the last few verses of this. But in these verses, one thing is common. We read about 4 or 5 verses, and one thing was common. What was that thing? What was that thing in all these translation, all these last 4 or 5 verses? Sudarshan Chakra number 1. Fear of Sudarshan Chakra. And second thing, fear of fear itself. So fear from Sudarshan Chakra, that's the main thing. Which means really is fear from death. So, like Abrahma Bhuna Lokan, Punravartin Arjuna, Mamu Vetti Dukhantaya, Punarajamna Vidyate. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you come to me, my planet, you never take birth again. So better you come to me. So that's why now the subterranean heavenly planets, what does it mean? Subterranean heavenly planet means Bilswarga. Swarga and Bilswarga. They're lower, below the earth, not above. Urdhagachanti Satvastha Adho Tishanti Tamasa, something like that in Bhagavad Gita. So in below earth, there are 7 planetary systems, and these are called Bilaswarga. Bilaswarga means illusory. Illusory planets of happiness. Why illusory? Because it will be taken away from us. It will not stay with us. We may have beautiful wife, children, money, hair, land, language, country, nation, money, so many things, prestige, power, position. We can have so many things. But everything will be taken away from us at the time of death. Somebody may be PhD, somebody may be big scholar, big scientist, wrote big formulas, big equations, big satellites. Like scientists, they take proud. What they did recently, about couple of years back, there was star or something was coming closer to Earth. They said, okay, it may hit us. Oh, we are scientists, we have power, let's hit this. And they did it. And there's a big illuminate in the sky. It's a real story. And they said, yes, we are power. We are very powerful. In France, what did they do? They put a satellite on. And on the satellite, they put a mirror in such a way that it made night into day in France, in Paris. They did it. Very powerful, very smart, very intelligent. But what is the use? Prabhupada said, vulture goes in the sky very high, and so powerful eyes that he can see the meat of piece of flesh lying in the ground or dead body somewhere from 100 miles. Flying very sky, but what is seeing? What is seeing? Piece of dead flesh. This material civilization, this scientific advancement is like that, flying in the sky like a vulture and seeing a piece of dead meat. This is the material civilization. This is material life, full of anxiety, full of fear. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada in one class mentioned, fear. What is this fear? A bird. This material existence, not only us, आहार निद्रा भय मैथुनम च सामान्यम एतद् पशुभि नराणाम धर्मो ही अधिको धर्मो ही एको अधिको विशेषो धर्मेन ही ना पशु समाना ईटिंग मेटिंग स्लीपिंग डिफेंडिंग डिफेंडिंग इज भय बिकॉज ऑफ डिफेंस वी नीड डिफेंस इन अमेरिका ऑन द कार्स और द वेस्टर्न कंट्री ऑन द कार्स दे हैव ए स्टिकर बिग स्टिकर व्हाट इज रिटन ऑन दैट स्टिकर नो फियर व्हाई देयर इज द नीड ऑफ स्टिकर बिकॉज वी आर फियरफुल Why is there a fear? Fear of cancer, fear of disease, fear of death, everywhere. And then a bird comes, you put some chana or some grains, birds will come. They are eating grains. Continuously their neck is going like this. Why? Why they are doing this? They are fearful. Okay, that's when there was a bird. Let's look at the life of a tiger, lion. Big body, king of the forest. Everyone is fearful from this lion. He roars, he comes out, animal runs faster and faster. His speed, 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour. And now, what is the arrangement for his food? He eats and sucks blood from the animals he killed. He ate, he goes to his cave, he is resting. After a week, digesting all the food stuff, he is again hungry, very hungry. He can barely walk and now he has to run again. That is material existence. And then, what is the arrangement? The arrangement is, Srila Prabhupada said in his lecture, that there is a bird named Fev. What is the bird's job? Just the job is, the bird's life is dedicated to, what the job is? To sit outside the cave of the tiger or lion. And whenever this tiger or lion comes out, bird goes on tree to tree, making sound, few, 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 few. And all the animals now, they know, lion or tiger is coming nearby. They're all cautious, they're all watchful. And this animal, the king of the forest, who usually catch by ambush some animal by running 25-30 miles an hour, but because of the material existence, the nature is, he has to run now 100 miles an hour, because people know it, animals know he's coming. So this is existence, always some anxiety, always. And that is why the verse is अतः ग्रह क्षेत्र सुत आप्त वित्तैर जनस्य बोहोऽयम् अहम् अमेति अतः ग्रह क्षेत्र सुत आप्त वित्तैर ग्रह हाउस ग्रह क्षेत्र माय एक्टिविटीज आर जस्ट लिमिटेड टू माय होम पुटिंग दिस नाइस फ्रेम हियर नाइस शोकेस हियर ऑल द प्लेट्स आर नाइसली लोकेटेड एंड सम एनिमल्स सम बर्ड्स Some metal, some things, all nice showcase in the house. House is nicely marble cleaned and everything. I'm maintaining it very nicely. I was in America, there's a system that people who have extra stuff, they put garage sales. What garage sales mean? They open their garage and put stickers on some things which they want to sell and people buy them on the weekends. So one time as I was driving my car around a big garage sale, four or five houses all together, they put together four or five houses garage sale. All the stuff that they don't need, they want to sell on cheap rate, like maybe 10% rate, even sometimes brand new. So there was a estate sale. Estate sale means everything is on sale. What? The house, the car, the bikes, the mobikes, bicycles. Tables, chairs, sofa, buckets, this, that, everything was on sale on that particular house. And I went there and I asked, it's a big sale. Yeah, the lady who lived here, she is in now hospice and she got terminal cancer and her children came and they put this everything on sale. They call this liquidation party. They came and put everything on sale and now she is in hospice And by selling this home, we are paying for her expenses, whatever that could be. And after her death, whatever will be left over, we'll keep it. So, but then I saw, oh God, there are a whole bunch of tens and tens of frames, of picture frames there. I asked, why are so many frames there? Arjun said, yeah, 10 cents a piece, take as many as you want. Or whatever offer, best offer, OBO, or best offer. I said, but what was, how they were used? Oh, actually, she had a big family. And in that family, she had, I'm her grandson, of course, and my father and families and brothers and sisters, huge family. And she was very fond of taking pictures. On any Christmas or Thanksgiving, family will get together. She will stand nicely, having a smile on her face, having all her sons and grandsons and great-grandsons all around, nice photographs. They were all framed in these frames. I said, well, why did you take them out? Oh, she died, so what the hell we are going to do with these, all these pictures? So better we just, you know, throw them away. So whole life, collected all those pictures, nice photographs, big smiles, happy faces, and at the time of death, they very nicely put a big smile on their face like this, and they say, oh, this person died very happily. But nobody dies happily, man. Got to understand it, nobody dies happily. Because Bhagavatam says, millions of scorpions, when they bite somebody, that much pain caused when person leaves the body. Why is that? It's because soul is here, but consciousness is up to this finger, everywhere. Just like a center here and all the wires are going around. You pull this thing out, all the wires are connected, pain is there. Because you are pulling the consciousness out of the person. So much pain. And that's why this process of Krishna consciousness is meant to take us out from this material consciousness and bring us Krishna consciousness. Right now, janasya moham aham mameti, me and mine. That's the thing right now. Me and mine. I am the focus, I am the center. And that is the cause of the trouble. That is the cause of the fight everywhere. That is the cause of fighting in the family, husband, wife, children, everyone, everywhere, nations, societies, based on language, based on money, they are fighting and fighting and fighting. Because of the material consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Srila Prabhupada, he took so much pain, so much trouble on the order of his spiritual master. At the age of 69, he left this country. When people think of dying, he left this country. And what he did, he suffered 3 heart attacks on Jaladuta, cargo ship. Not very friendly for traveling. He traveled. If he had returned back after a 3rd heart attack, nobody would blame him. Yeah, you are old man. You had 3 heart attacks. What would you do? Go back, man. Have chant in Vrindavan. But you know, he said, no. My Guru Maharaj ordered it. I cannot go back. He persisted. And then what happened? His bags were stolen. Druggist ran after him. He perceived all of that. He tolerated all of that. For what? To preach this message. One time, Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his room, and one devotee came and bowed down. Prabhupada was reading Krishna book. So devotee asked, Prabhupada, you wrote all this Krishna book and everything, and you are reading? Yes, I wrote it. But it's not me. It's Krishna who is here. I'm reading it. I'm reading it past times. It was revealed to me. I put in the book, but I love reading. And one time Srila Prabhupada entered in the room, and a devotee was reading Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada said, thank you very, very much. I love you. I love you so much that you took out some time from your life and reading what I put together in these books. And now take this message and preach to everyone. Amaragya Guru Hoya Tarawahi Desh Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. You become Guru on my order. Shiksha Guru. you become guru. And what is your job? You preach. And how do you preach? You need purity as a force. Books are the basis. We don't want to contaminate the message as it is. We are like a postman, deliver the message as it is. That's our job. And that's why Prabhupada said, we are Rupa Nugas. We follow Rupa Goswami. Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam. That is our process. And Rupa Goswami, he put this law book for ISKCON devotees. For devotees all over the world. We can take it to everyone. Upadesha Amrita, nectar of instruction. And in the preface, Srila Prabhupada, what did he say? He said, in all spiritual affairs, is a duty to practice sense control and become sannyasi. Goswami. Not really sannyasi, Goswami. Goswami means one who has control on his senses. Go, senses. Grahe thako bane thako sada hari bolan. You may be in householder, you may be in brahmacharya, vanaprastha, sannyas, but in all stages your goal is Krishna. And Krishna katha, that is wanted. That is the point. So what Rupa Goswami said, you become Acharya. You become Goswami. You control your senses. How do you do it? To control your senses is a mantra. Mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So this mantra has to be chanted over and over and over again, and never give up this process. And then your senses are controlled. It's a process. Rupa Goswami, I guess Sanatana Goswami, he said somewhere, and this came also in the purport of this chapter in a few verses back, like the bell metal, if properly mixed with mercury, then you can make gold. Yatha kansya vidhanena, something, there's a verse. When you mix kansya with bell metal, when you mix mercury with bell metal, it can become gold. Similarly, yatha diksha vidhanena, by the process of initiation, proper initiation. Because janmana jayate shudra, everyone is born shudra. Sanskarat bhavet dija, you become twice born by purificatory process, by proper initiation. Brahm ved patrat bhavet vipra, then you study Vedas, Vedic literature, Bhagavatam, then you become vipra. And brahma janatiti brahmana, this is brahman. So we make brahmans in ISKCON. We are all shudras, but the process is there. So then Rupa Goswami, he said, you become guru, you become acharya, you become Goswami, you preach the whole of the world. Because in text 1 of Upadesha Amrita, what he said? Vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udra upastha vegam, etan vegan vishyadidira, sarvam api pratimdashishya. You can take disciples all over the world. This is a process. Anyone and everyone. This is process. This is Krishna consciousness. This is a whole process, whole package. Our slogan again is 4-16-4. Rise 4 o'clock in the morning, chant good 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, and Prabhupada said, you go back to Godhead right in this life in ISKCON. This is the plan, this is the process, this is the full package. Everything is there. So Vacha Vegam, how you become Goswami? You control your speaking. Controlling speaking means talk only about Krishna, that's it. It doesn't mean you put Mohan Vrata like Mahatma Gandhi did Mohan Vrata, but thinking in his mind continuously about politics. Like one time, some people approached Mahatma Gandhi and he said, Mahatma Gandhi, you said Hindus and Muslims are two wives of India, but they kill cows. Mahatma Gandhi said, Prabhupada is saying in his lecture, Mahatma Gandhi said, what can I say, it is a religion. But religion is one, because God is one. They have to understand that there is a lower category, lower status of life, that you are killing animals. Markandeya Purana also mentioned, like you can offer sacrifice like that, and offering a goat to God, a skali on Amavasya, a particular night, particular day, and you say, I kill you, you kill me, you die, whatever. And that's not recommended, it's like a mode of ignorance. So the point is, you control your speech, vacha, vegam, manasa, you control the urges of mind, pushes of mind, manasa, krodha, vegam, anger, jiva, vegam, pushes of tongue, udra, upastha, vegam, genitals and upastha, vegam, etan, vegan. When you control these six urges, so the thing is, I said slogan 4, 16, 4, now, next slogan, 6, 6, 6, 6. Six things, six pushes you got to control, vacha, vegam, etc. And then, six things you have to control. Atyahara priyasa prajalpa niyamagraha. Jansanga se lolyamcha shadbir bhakti minashyati. Your bhakti is destroyed by six things. Atyahara, over eating. Priyasa, over endeavoring. So these are some of the things. And then six good things that you want. Utsa nishya dhairyat tattat karma pravartanat sanga tyaga satovrati shadbir bhakti prasidati. You want six things. Utsa, enthusiasm. Nishchay, determination, dhairyat, patience. Tattat, engage in devotee service with associated devotees. Sangatyaga, you give worldly mindy association. Satyavrati, follow the process of devotees. These six ways. And then you have six loving exchange. Dadati, pratigrahati, guhyam akhyati, prachati, bhungte, bhojati, shadbir priti, lakshanam. Dadati, you give gifts. Pratigrahati, you accept gifts. Guhyam akhyati pashyati, you reveal confidentially to somebody. Don't just keep it with you. Tell somebody, Prabhu, I am attached to this thing. I want your help. Tell somebody. Guhyam akhyati pashyati, tell and reveal and ask. Bhungte bhojati, invite people, devotees at your home, and you go to devotees' home. These are shadbir priti lakshanam. These six ways to express our loving relationship. So this whole package is there. ISKCON is complete. This process is complete. Only thing is we have to take it and make our life successful and go back to God. Never come to this world again and never take birth in this material world again and finish. How many people are here? Are ready to take a vow? Finish this process of birth and death right in this one life right now. Never take birth again. And Prabhupada guaranteed. Slogan is again 4, 16, 4. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. If there's any question, you can please ask. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Yes, Prabhu. I will repeat your question. Go ahead. Microphone is needed, I think, Prabhu.
29 and 30 verse 2 verses.
It's a whole detail there, of course, the 5-6 verses. I put, I think, more emphasis on the material life because in this verse. Yeah, in fact, it's more on how these planets are located. And how, who lives there, who live there, and what is the life over there. But the one thing which I found common in all these verses was number one, fear, and number two, Sudarshan Chakra. And the description given in these verses were more focused not on what is the name of the person who lives there. We don't want to focus on that. But we wanted to focus on what is happening to that person. Even though they have highly powerful material happiness, but they have fear. So that was the main emphasis. And that's why I covered that. Very good question. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Hare Krishna. Yes.
For questions and comments.
Thank you very much.
Outside the world, everyone is thinking about the Southern Pole. But if you leave, and you have 10, 15 minutes before the end of the lecture, so we have enough time for questions and answers and
yes.
comments.
Yes. Yeah, definitely we should have. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for the feedback. We will leave more time for questions. And if somebody has some questions, we can discuss after the class also. And of course, questions benefit everyone. But definitely it's always helpful to leave some time for questions. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.